You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, Y-N-double-L. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello and welcome welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and I'm so excited. You guys, we're literally in the middle of tech. And by the middle, I'm being very literal. The cast has been in the building all day. We are in the building right now, and we only have a few minutes left of our dinner break. And so I'm so excited to introduce my guest today. He's amazing, and yes, of course, he's in the show. So help me welcome, we've got, he's a singer, a voiceover artist, commercial and TV actor, and also a Broadway star. You might have seen him in, these are only a few of the shows that he's done. He's done more than this. Aladdin, Mamma Mia, Anything Goes. And also, do you remember when Smash was on TV? About the Broadway and the Marilyn Monroe? That was my favorite freaking show. For so long, he was in that. He is a proud dad, a Northwestern grad. Please help me welcome our clumsy and once upon a one more time, Raymond J. Lee.
Oh my gosh, hi, Salisha. I was just doing some choreo review on our dinner break.
Oh my gosh.
Little boys, you know. Oh my gosh, so great to see you here.
It's so great to see you here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So much. How are you doing? Like, for real?
I'm good. It's tech. I always feel like I'm in a constant, like, awareness level just to deal with changes. And I just talked to my family who, it's Thanksgiving in 2 days, and unfortunately they can't come because they're sick.
Oh, shoot.
And I told them, I love you. You can't get me sick because I can't get the cast sick.
Right.
So they understand.
It's like a real thing. It's like a ripple. And I tell my boyfriend, yes, too. I'm like, what you do affects me, yes, and I'm around the cat. Like, it's, yes, like that for all of us.
Because we work with our bodies, and if our bodies are not feeling it, then it's hard to work.
Yeah.
So,
like, minimum, what, yeah, is it, like 10 days out for COVID?
Something like that.
We can't, we don't, gosh, have the time to, we can't afford to lose.
Yeah, time to, yes, because there's a lot of work we're doing, but it's such a great group. We're having such a blast. Like, I haven't had this much fun on stage and backstage in such a long time.
It's so fun.
Because of COVID, because we've been shut down for 2 years.
Hello.
And we were in rehearsals when it all shut down.
Hello.
But it's a great group.
You're also like class president.
Me?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you feel that?
No, I don't feel
that. Even yesterday was like, I nominate Raymond J. Lee to do Instagram stuff.
No, I'm clingy and needy, so I'm always very aware. I'm like, I just want to make sure that I'm not too much right now. I'm just going to stay here.
Are you kidding me? There's something about our cast where it just, all of our personalities just mesh.
Yeah. Yes.
And we all get to be exactly who we are.
Yeah. And the good thing is, I feel like, too, because we've had 2 years of being together, like, virtually and texting, we already came in together as a family.
Yeah.
And even a few cast members that were new to this part of the process, just all seamlessly, like, bam,
yeah,
we just all got each other. Or yeah.
Do you feel that there is a difference between when we did rehearsals pre-COVID versus now?
I just think maybe now we were just even more excited to get back together because we knew what we have. We wanted to share it with the world. We felt robbed of it when we were shut down the first time. And
robbed.
And for 2 years, robbed. We were like, how do we make money? I'll teach Zoom lessons. Let's figure out voiceover stuff. Like, we were all in survival mode. To come back and actually be in a rehearsal room and to be in a theater, teching on stage again. We have our masks. We're very careful.
We're testing twice a week. We're doing all the things.
Yes. Anyone that comes in the theater has to be tested.
Yeah. And we check in with about your voice, because you've done a lot of voiceover stuff.
I just try and book actors.
And he's always booked. I was in the middle of this pandemic. I was like watching TV. I'm like, McDonald's. I know him.
They gave me no chicken nuggets or Big Macs to eat.
At all during the whole shoot?
Nothing. I was like, can I at least get like one Big Mac?
Nothing?
No.
But I got that money.
Oh, thank hello.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
I was like, we were out of work from this show at least for 19 months. So I feel like anything.
Well, and that was like winning the lottery. It really was crazy because, I mean, a whole series of events happened for me to book that job. No joke, because I went blonde during the pandemic.
I remember this.
Yes, we're just blonde, like K-pop blonde hair. And the reason I booked that gig was they were like, oh, the Asian dude with the blonde hair, we like him. And they called me back, and that was the look they liked.
My.
And then, of course, one day before we shot, they were like, okay, we need it back to black.
Oh.
But the blonde was, it's what got me that job.
Oh, so I'm very grateful. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. So what about the voiceover stuff? Did you have that set up before the pandemic, or did you find that during the pandemic?
So I've been going to like voiceover auditions before the pandemic shut us all down. I have a voiceover agent, but during the pandemic is when I really upgraded my equipment. I learned how to use Adobe Audition from YouTube because there are tutorials. Anyone who is curious about programs, go on YouTube. There are tutorials about how to set up a voiceover studio, how to use specific mics, how to use specific programs. And I built a studio downstairs.
Oh, I love that. I'm like, what is the Adobe thing? I'm like, I don't know what that
Adobe is. Adobe Audition. It's what I use. There's also Twisted Wave. There's also, I guess, Pro Tools is what music people use.
Yes, I know about Pro Tools, but I'm like, how do I do this thing?
I couldn't figure that out. That was too hard. Too hard.
I feel like the pandemic came out of, no. I feel like it came out of nowhere. And so for those who were able to,
it came out of nowhere.
This
we work our butts off.
Oh, freaking geez. Fan.
Oh, I missed it. Let me try again. Take two, action. Getting to know you.
It was when we were in the staircase and you were just like, dun, 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 dun. Didn't even see the fan in your hand.
My friend got it. I saw that he had this on Instagram. And it's a Britney Spears fan. And I was like, I need this Amazon. Daft fan, I think. Daft boy.
How long have you been with One More Time?
Oh my, well, it's been several years.
Shut up.
Back in the day. I think I had my first reading was like 2017. So it's been 4 years.
Okay.
4 years.
So were you there since the very beginning?
I think I was there for like the second maybe reading of it, second or third reading.
That's awesome.
I'm so lucky, so grateful. I played Clumsy a couple times, and then with the history of my character, at one point he had been cut. At another point, he became grumpy.
Okay.
So when reading, I was like, grumpy. And then he became the part that he is now.
So that's what I was wondering. Did you always have, because what you do, it looks like it comes so naturally, and that can be a very hard thing to get, like a very charactery type of like thing in your bones. Was Clumsy always a part of you? Did you have to find him? Was it easier to switch over to Grumpy? What did that feel like?
Clumsy, no joke. My daughter, my 7-year-old daughter, I told her, Daddy's playing a character called Clumsy, and she said, no joke.
But you are Clumsy, Daddy. Like, duh.
he just is silly and stupid and clumsy and falls all the time.
You do it so well.
Oh, thanks.
And when you fall,
yeah,
you make it sound like you are really crashing.
It's
like,
all in the hands. You wear your knee pads and you slam the ground so it sounds scarier than it is. Right here.
It's so good. How many times, like, even swinging on, I'll be standing there and you'll do something clumsy. I'm like, and you're literally just playing around.
Just being silly. And he's sweet. And then the arc they give him in this version is really fun. And especially being a male character in this female empowerment show.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to remember I'm an ally. Clumsy is an ally. So he needs to make sure that the female story is front and center and never taken away from anything.
Oh, I think you do a really good job of that.
Thank you.
In the early readings, did you ever get to meet Brittany?
No!
You didn't?
I was not there for the one reading show. I think I was either out of town, and I think another actor was playing Clumsy, and I was not there.
Dang
it. I was so sad.
I just knew you were going to say that you did get to meet her.
I did meet her once on MTV in 2000 when I told her she was the greatest artist to walk the face of this earth. It's on YouTube. I'll have to find it. I'll show it to you. Yeah, I asked her about her belly button because they told me to ask her about her belly button.
Wait, this is so cool.
It was good. Then she's saying, don't let me be the last to know right in front of me. I thought it was straight, so I was like in love,
but
then I realized I was gay later.
I love that. That's so great. I didn't know that. MTV.
My best friend Watson and I sent a video, a home video of us singing and dancing to like 4 Britney Spears songs. Up to MTV and be blood sweet.
Cool.
I love her.
Literally, I'd be on her Instagram way before I even auditioned for this show, just writing in the comments, not even tagging her, just being like, I love you, Brittany. Like, straight up, and my friend would be like, you fool. Like, I'm like, how did you? She has a million comments. How did you see mine?
But she must love it.
And you're real because, like, I grew up with her. I love her. Oh, yeah. They don't know the words. I'm like, that's okay. It's live. We're live.
We're upstairs in a mezzanine.
Right. We're in tech. People are working.
Yeah, tech.
But yeah, it's I grew up with her music, so it's cool. Like, I last one I did was the Carole King musical, and I love Carole King. She's great. But I didn't grow up with Carole. Mm-hmm. I grew up with Britney.
Yes, she, like, defined moments, I feel like, for all of us that grew up with her music.
Right.
Yes.
Do you think she will come? I know.
I know. Now that she's, like, free, and I really hope she comes to see us. I'm praying that she comes to see us because she would love this show. She already loved it that one time she came. It's about fairy tale. No, not fairy tale princesses getting their stories back. It's powerful.
How is it for you as an Asian American? What does it mean to be Asian American in this industry, in this show, in life right now?
I'm absolutely honored to be in this show, especially as an Asian American actor. And the fact that there are two Asian American females and two Asian American males is huge, because usually it's just one of us.
I get it.
Right? It's like people of color, we deal with so much more than our Caucasian. And also just to see, like, when you look at the princes and you see the diversity in this cast,
there's a lot.
The fact that Aisha Jackson is Snow White.
Yes.
And having a daughter who is biracial, who's half Black and half Asian, and to know that she is going to see this show and be like, that's Snow White, that's Rapunzel, that's Sleeping Beauty.
Yep.
That's just a fact to her.
Yep.
It's huge, and I feel honored to represent. I also feel honored to be a love interest, because as an Asian American, we male especially, we never get that chance. We're never the love goal, if that makes any sense. We're always a sidekick. We're always
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So to
have that arc, yeah. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And like, you're seen.
Yeah, we're seen. I'm hoping to represent as best as I can, especially to all the Asian kids.
Come on, come through. Yeah. And speaking of your beautiful daughter, how do you balance being an amazing dad with this full time? And I'm asking from a place of, I would like to one day have kids.
Yes.
How do you do both?
You know, the best thing, you just do it. And then you find a way to make it work. If I had tried to plan how I was going to juggle it, I don't think I would have had the gumption to be a father, because it is stressful. I think any actor, parent in this business, you can't expect or realize what the juggle is going to be. So I knew at that moment, me and my husband wanted to have kids, we're going to have kids. And then we'll see what happens and how it affects our lives. But actually being a dad enriches it even more. It makes me pick the shows like this show that I want to make a statement with.
Right.
You know, it makes me follow my dreams even harder so that my daughter can see me working hard for my dreams. It's so possible, Sleisha. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. You just need some extra coffee.
Just some extra coffee, because I'm like, it seems like the dream. If you can balance it, you've got it all.
Yeah.
But this job requires so much.
Yes. You make it work.
Of your body.
You really do.
You, like, make it work.
I'm sure Briga too, like, just
talking
about her.
Her whole family.
Yes, they're here. Her husband's also in the business. She's leading the show, but they're doing it. You make it work.
And killing it. I love how we have a strong Cinderella. Like,
yes.
I love that. Okay, so we're about to get out of here because literally our dinner break is over in minutes. So before we go, I want to do a rapid fire.
Ooh.
Okay. I have a few. I don't have a million of them.
Okay.
Just a few of them.
I'm always so bad at these, but I'm going to do it. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. The songs, Slave or Toxic?
Oh, Slave.
The albums, Oops, I Did It Again or Baby One More Time?
Baby One More Time. Oh. Soda Pop Up.
Commute into New York City or live in Hell's Kitchen?
Commute into New York City, because that's nap time for daddy on the train.
That's real. One show day on Sundays or one show day on Wednesdays?
Watch your days on Sundays, because then you party afterwards. Mm-hmm. You just stay up after. Shots, 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 shots.
Voiceover work or commercial work?
Ooh. That is so hard. Ultimate gig, Disney animation. Disney movie.
Speaking into existence.
Yeah.
Disney movie.
Disney movie. Disney movie. Ultimate, yeah.
This is not a one or the other. Who's your favorite dwarf from Snow White?
Dopey.
Dopey. How is he not in the show?
I guess because they were like, we need the eighth dwarf. Because the other seven are maybe not in public domain. But no joke, my husband's and I wedding invitation would have been Dopey and Grumpy on there. That's how I would have done it.
Oh.
Then we freaked out and just did a surprise wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, because Dopey's my boy.
Oh, do you hear this laugh?
Hi, everybody.
So freaking perfect.
Come see what's a pot on short time.
Okay, let's see here. Trick question.
Okay, oh gosh.
Favorite princess in our show?
Cinderella, because my daughter's name is Ella.
There it is.
That's hard. Also, erudite. Erudite as my other favorite character, because y'all will see. Y'all will see.
Ooh! Now you have to see the show so that you know what he's talking. All right, performing at the Thanksgiving Day Parade or on the Tonys? Or is one or the other?
On the Tonys, because that's mean that we'll be nominated for several awards, including Best Musical in either 2022 or 2023, depending on when we get there.
All right, and Tonys. I feel like it's... Yes.
I feel like it's, I've been in the business long enough that I've seen shit happen and things not happen or, but this show is too good. There's too much heart and I think people are going to really love it and flock to it. And so.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm sitting out there watching it, like taking notes on the show.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I think it's so good. And I think our journey will continue from here.
Obviously we'll find out when we have an audience, but it's like, I've always wondered this, being outside of the business, how do you know? How do you know when you've got a hit or a flop?
Even if you have a hit, even Groundhog Day, we got a rave review from the Times, and yet we still weren't able to run. So for me, I don't know anything anymore, and I just pray that this wonderful group of people gets to work together for years and years.
Thanksgiving Day Parade!
Have a college fund to fund.
Seriously.
You have kids to have later on.
I have kids to have. We have a, let's do the movie.
Let's do it. Let's do the movie.
Let's do the movie version. Okay, Ray, how can people follow you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Raymond J. Lee. I'm on Facebook, Raymond J. Lee. Yeah. Honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. This is so much fun.
Thank you for joining me.
Of course.
And like dealing, I know we're like, there's noise around and everything.
It's a tech kiki.
It's literally a tech kiki.
That's what we do.
Ah! Thank you so much.
Of course.
See you later, alligator. It's Brittany, bitch.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax. I'm out.
7 Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.